Officials with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have excommunicated Mormon critic and podcaster John DeLynn. DeLynn's local church leaders notified him of their decision in a letter. KUER's Terry Gilday reports.
In his podcast, Mormon Stories, John DeLynn asked difficult questions about LDS church doctrine and history. He stood up for the rights of gay Mormons and supported women pursuing inclusion in the church's all-male priesthood. Last month, DeLynn's North Logan stake president, Brian King, charged him with apostasy and ordered him to appear at a disciplinary council hearing. That took place on Sunday, and DeLynn received a letter on Monday informing him that he was excommunicated. Speaking on KUER's Radio West, DeLynn said that he will continue to identify himself as Mormon.
I feel like Mormonism is my heritage. It's my culture. It's my tribe. It's my identity. I don't believe that my Mormonism can be taken from me by a process like this.
According to DeLynn, the church's apostasy charge was rooted in his unwillingness to censor his podcast, his public expression of doubt regarding some LDS teachings, and his advocacy for LGBT Mormons and ordination of women. DeLynn said on Radio West that church leaders shouldn't expect other critics to be silenced by his excommunication.
I had a very visible podcast that tens of thousands of people have listened to. I still have that podcast. And I believe what the church is trying to do, they think that if they cut sort of any initiative or energy off at the head, they'll leave everybody else and hope that everybody feels scared and intimidated enough to now back down.
LDS officials said in a statement that DeLynn's excommunication is not designed to be an end, but the beginning of the road back to full fellowship in the church. DeLynn says he will continue to produce his podcast. Terry Gilday, KUER News.